Good morning, Johto. My name is Lane here at the Goldenrod Radio Tower, bringing you your weekday news. Like, for Pokemon Go, Pokemon TCG, and sometimes a little bit of Scarlet and Violet as well. If you'd like to find more Good Morning Johto, you can on Twitter at GMJohto. You can send us an email over at goodmorningjohto@gmail.com. Or you can join our Discord that is free and in the show notes. We're going to be giving that an overhaul soon. Patreon an overhaul. Some things may be changing up. We're just trying to get all of our ducks in a row. But spring, we're just going to be trying to just update a lot of stuff. Because I told people, man, even a new logo in the future. But I really like the logo we have. But there's so much to do over at Good Morning Johto. Just Discord talking about some stuff yesterday. The only thing we really were talking about was, hey, remember, we're not having an Easter event. Has no one hit like an egg hatching of like a event or anything? Nope, no one thought about it. I completely forgot about it, honestly. If you want to be a part of our Discord, it's free, and be a part of our birthday club, it's free as well. If you'd like to be a part of our Patreon, that is free, or not free, I'm sorry, you can be a part of our Patreon for as low as $1, like our interns, Nick, Kyle, Jamal, Green Tea, and Rachel, our board operators, Polly D, and Mikey A, and our senior producer, Jesse L. Thank you so much to all you wonderful trainers and everything you do for Good Morning Johto. If you can't support financially, you can always give us a 5-star review wherever you listen to the show. Or just tell your friends, tell your family. Maybe, no, we can't be your mom's favorite podcast, because that's what RTC does. So maybe like your aunt's favorite podcast? Who knows? All right, let's go ahead and hop into some Pokemon Go news. It's here. We are in the time of this rocket takeover. Remember to TM away frustration. And we talked more about the research, the special research that if you don't get it, that means you have a previous one that you need to complete to get those Shadow Groudons kind of stacked up. So that started yesterday because today, March 28th, started yesterday the 27th going through to the Sunday, the 31st. We have Raid Weekend this Saturday that's going to this Sunday as well. Saturday to Sunday, I believe, let me check because I'm trying to get everything done. I think it is 2 to 5 your local time, and then you can get everything. Yeah, that looks like it. I cannot find it for sure. I'm a professional, okay? Why can I not get this? If I'm an actual professional, why can't I ramble enough to see when this Mewtwo thingy-majig is? Yes. So it just says it'll be Saturday to Sunday. So check out those raids under 5-star Shadow Raids. We also got the switch up for the grunts that have happened. There's lineups, encounters all on GoHub. We usually cover all of them, but I think it's just so much information. I more want to counter the leaders, or the boss, the leaders, everybody together. So we got Cliff's new lineup. Cliff now is starting out with a Shadow Machop that can be shiny. His second Pokemon can be any of these three: Kingdra, Aerodactyl, and Gallade, all are Shadow. His third is usually Tyranitar, Cradilly, or Crobat Shadow. The best team for this, recommended by GoHub, is Haxorus, Lucario, and Metagross. Lucario for the fighting type that can defeat T-Tar, and Lucario can be burned through shields quickly. Metagross is just good against a bunch of different things. And Haxorus is good using Dragon Tail and Breaking Swipe. The big thing is just to see what you got. Like, Mewtwo is, like, Shadow Mewtwo is always one of those as well that can just take down things. Sometimes I do, just like I used to do in the olden games, it's power over strategy, but I don't know. Some of these may be strategy as well. We got Arlo's team next, starting off with a Shadow Cacnea that can be shiny. Second can be Charizard, Hypno, or Golurk Shadow, all of those. Number three for their Pokemon is Dragonite, Scizor, or Salamence, all Shadow. Optimal team is going to be Glaceon, Tyranitar, and Chandelure. I just like using things you may never get to use. Glaceon and Charizard are probably good, your main ones for Cacnea. And let's see, I had it right here a second ago. T-Tar takes down Charizard, Hypno, Golurk, Dragonite, and Salamence because of Smackdown, Brutal Swing, and Stone Edge. Just a good typing matchup. T-Tar can do a lot of damage. But because it's weak against Scizor, you got to watch those bug-type attacks. Chandelure could probably come sweep those up as well. Glaceon isn't surprising, as GoHub says, because it counters Bagon, Dragonite, and Salamence. But I think a couple of those do, like a couple of different ones. But I think that's the one that just probably does it best, just because of that typing matchup. For Sierra's lineup, we got Shadow Trapinch that can be shiny. The second Pokemon is Sableye, Honchkrow, or Milotic. All are Shadow, so any of those can be his set. Her second Pokemon, sorry. Pokemon 3 is Houndoom, Victory Bell, and Alakazam. All of those can be Shadow. Best team, according to GoHub, is going to be Glaceon, Togekiss, Mewtwo. Glaceon is good against Trapinch, Honkrow, Houndoom, and Victory Bell, depending on what moveset it has, with an Ice-type charge move and Water Pulse. Togekiss, as a Fairy-type, has coverage against Sableye and Honchkrow, and Mewtwo, it says good against Tentacruel and Victory Bell, but Mewtwo, generally, is good against everything. The Mewtwo Shadow just takes down a lot of things, no matter what the typing is. Giovanni, this time around, is going to have Persian Shadow, as always. Second's going to be Nidoking, Rhyperior, or Garchomp Shadow. And the last will always be Shadow Groudon. Optimal team for this is going to be Machamp or Lucario, always, to take out that Persian. Swampert will be for, let's see here, can also, surprisingly, against Garchomp, do good damage against Nidoking. And with the fast move and Hydro Cannon, is just all to good altogether. Pretty good against that Groudon. A strong choice to defeat Giovanni's Groudon. It's a glass cannon, so need to be powered up. But it can be replaced with Kyogre or even Manuswine, who does double damage. But Kartana is just such a cool Pokemon. I love everything about it. But yeah, so the big ones that I would bring every time are going to probably be Machamp, if you have a powered up Kartana. And then in the middle, there's just probably some different things you can bring to take down that second against Giovanni. We do have, starting tomorrow, a PvP switch up. We're switching from Open Great, Open Ultra, and Open Master to just Open Great League and Ultra Premier. And you say, what is Ultra Premier? So it follows the Ultra League 2500 CP to enter, but you cannot use any Legendary, Mythicals, and Ultra Beasts. So top 10, according to PvPoke, is going to be Pidgeot XL in 10th place, Poliwrath Shadow XL in 9th, Goodra in 8th, Annihilape in 7th. I think Annihilape is just so fun. XL Skarmory in 6th, with coming around the corner, Pidgeot Shadow XL. XL Mandibuzz in 4th, with Shadow Fralligator and regular Fralligator in 2nd and 3rd. And rounding out all of this list with XL Poliwrath, of course, with that counter. Honorable mentions is going to be a Dragalge XL in 12th. We got a Lantern in XL in 15th. This thing is just good in everything. Kamoa in 17th and Gliscor in 19th. We don't have an ad of the day, but I'm going to say this. We were going to take a break next Friday, but I'm going to tell you, I completely forgot this is my birthday weekend. I honestly completely forgot with how much work we've been doing here for Good Morning Johto and all the different stuff. How does someone forget it's their birthday? I said it like a week ago, but there's a lot of stuff. All the kids and everything are going to be on spring break. So I'm going to take this Friday off just for a family relaxing. We've taken a day here and there. I haven't taken a full week in a while. We will probably take a full week. Man, well, we may even wait to like Go Fest or something to like give a little, maybe not even a full week, but we'll see. But tomorrow, if you're hearing this on the 28th, the 29th is going to be off just for birthday shenaniganery. But we did have last night a late night 179 with the late nights with the Shuffle Squad, 268 trainers with their first tournament, I believe, for Temporal Forces. In eighth place, we have Charizard EX. Oh my gosh, 15 rounds. Oh my goodness. I don't know how much Swiss they did, but holy crap. Seventh place was Lost Box Charizard, with sixth place Ancient Box. Fifth place is Banette, but I think it also sneaks in. No, this one does not play Espara. Oh man, but that's so cool. Fourth place, Gardevoir EX, with second and third, Giratina Lost Box, and in first place, Charizard EX. Anything cool coming around? We got Aspara Zatu in 11th with a 9-4-1 finish. That's really good. Future Hands coming out in 13th place. We got Torterra in 23rd. Told people, I said Torterra can be pretty good. Torterra, I don't know. It just has some pretty cool stuff, and it's one to watch out for. But that is everything for Good Morning Johto today. This is going to be the last break, but we have for a while because we got some stuff coming on. The things we've been working on in the background, it's just been crazy. Jeff was able to get us a Spartha sound of the day yesterday. Jeff, what do you have for us today? Thank you to Jeff and all you wonderful trainers. Sorry for the last minute. Hey, we won't have a show tomorrow, and I feel really bad, but I got to rest up and I guess celebrate my birthday, I guess. I think that's what people do. Thank you to Jeff and all you wonderful trainers. Have a great rest of your Thursday. Have a great Friday tomorrow and a great rest of your weekend. And I'll see you bright and early back Monday morning.